Remarks to the members of the National Newspaper Publishers Association, 14 November, 1952.
Yep, there you go.
Mr. President, the directors of the National Newspaper Publishers Association set their annual board meeting in Washington this week, knowing that you'd soon be going back to independence. They asked for this opportunity to come in and shake hands, say hello, and God bless you. They've also asked me to place in your hands this plaque as a remembrance. It's inscribed to you, the 32nd President of the United States, who has awakened the conscience of America. When we wrote that, we thought of that magnificent report, the President's Committee on Civil Rights, a new charter of freedom for little people. You didn't simply accept it, you adopted it, you advocated it, in season and out, as a program of your administration. Out of your courageous efforts, to which this plaque refers, has come among us a new freedom from fear and intimidation, a new opportunity for millions of our fellow citizens to register and vote for the first time in 50 years. Our first chance since the Revolution and the War of 1812 to become entirely integrated in the Army and Navy. The colored men who fought in the Continental Army at Bunker Hill or with Commodore Perry in the Battle of Lake Erie, Mr. President, were not in Jim Crow units. You brought us back to first principles. You pricked the conscience of the nation by your insistence that all Americans should have jobs and a chance for promotion without discrimination. When we write here of your courageous battle for democracy at home, we think of the appearance of Philip Perelman or Howard McGrath before the highest court of the nation at your direction to say that an end of restrictive covenants and the opening of state institutions of higher learning to all citizens are in the national interest. All of these and many others are to us unforgettable scenes in your fine administration. We publishers want you to know it. And we'd like you to know one other thing. We think we can speak for our readers when we say that no president has retired from public office with a more real, and we hope more abiding affection of the humble Americans than yourself. The publishers ask you to take this plaque as an evidence of our regard.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I hope I'll always deserve it. I was in dead earnest in the effort to implement the report of the Commission on Civil Rights. I shall continue to work for it as long as I live, because that's a part and parcel of the principles for which I have always stood and for which I will always stand as long as I live. And I appreciate this most highly, and I sincerely hope that I deserve it. What you say has been most kind, and I appreciate that too, I want to tell you, and I'd like to have a copy of that statement from my scrapbook.
All right, Fred.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, indeed.